Welcome to episode 325 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we wrap up our week-long study of filio or philia love. At each step of the way, when God created the world, he pronounced that everything was good. But then, once he created Adam, the author of Genesis included a startling statement. Something was not good. Genesis 2 verse 18, "It is not good that the man should be alone." This was before the fall, before sin had entered the world, before the deception of Eve. Adam was not yet complete. He needed community. What does this show us? Although our deepest problems are rebelliousness, disobedience, sin, and selfishness, our first problem was social isolation. Therefore, even today, in a world of so-called culture and civilization, Proverbs 18 verse 1 offers us this warning that the one who isolates himself breaks out against all sound judgment. In 1965, Burt Bacharach composed the song "What the World Needs Now is Love." First recorded and made popular by Jackie DeShannon, it peaked at number 7 on the US charts and number 1 in Canada. "What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone." What does the world need in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a human migration crisis, in the middle of insurgencies and troop buildups and military coups and assassination attempts, in the middle of hate crimes, in the middle of climate crises, in the middle of cancel culture, in the middle of red states and blue states and left-wing and right-wing politics? What the world needs now is love. The love of friends who love at all times, who bear each other's burdens, who are kind to each other, who are patient and forgiving, who are good influences. What the world needs now is not friends like Delilah, who, influenced by the love of money, betrayed Samson and helped him to be defeated by the Philistines. What the world needs now are not friends like Rehoboam's young advisors. Remember the story? Rehoboam was the son of Solomon, who sought to succeed his father on the throne. As a precondition for accepting him as king, the people of Israel came and requested that Rehoboam reduce the heavy tax burden imposed upon them by his father. In consideration of this, Rehoboam turned to old men who had served his father. They said to him, "If you will be good to this people and please them and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever." Rehoboam ignored this counsel and instead followed advice from the young men who were his friends, who had grown up with him. They recommended that he repress the people even more harshly. This decision led to the permanent breakup of the kingdom. What the world needs now is not friends like Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. What the world needs now are not even friends like Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, and Elihu, Job's friends who came to him when he was suffering. True, they sympathized with him, and yes, they spent time with him, but when they began to speak, and they made some lengthy speeches, they turned out to be miserable comforters, convinced that Job was responsible for his own suffering and insisting that he repent so that God could bless him again. What the world needs now are people who recognize that they must be friends with God and not friends with the world. James 4 verse 4, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." What the world needs now are men like Enoch and Noah, who walked with God. This term is a Hebrew expression of friendship. What the world needs are men like Moses, who spoke with God face to face as a man speaks with his friend. What the world needs now are men like Abraham, who was called a friend of God. What the world needs now are men and women who call upon God in true faith because he draws near to them. What the world needs now is friendship with Jesus, the friend of sinners. Romans 5 verse 10, for if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. The fact that Jesus is a friend of sinners means that he's our friend and is waiting for us to acknowledge his presence and availability. God's love for us is almost beyond imagining. When we consider Jesus' incarnation, his leaving heaven to be born as a helpless human infant in order to grow and experience life with us, we begin to get a glimmer of the depth of that love. When we add to that his sacrificial death on the cross, it is staggering. To be a friend of sinners, Jesus subjected himself to living in a fallen, depraved world, for we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Despite our sinful condition, Jesus desires a relationship with us. All those befriended by God are brought into communities of friendship in the church. We can now befriend others as God in Christ has befriended us. The world. Studies show our culture is increasing social isolation. We're in the midst of a loneliness epidemic. But what if local churches felt like countercultural communities of spiritual life and love? Every church is equipped with all the resources needed to be a community of thick relationships. This is our heritage, after all. The book of Acts portrays a church as fulfilling ancient ideals of friendship. The Apostle John refers to fellow believers in churches as his friends. Every local church can be a surprising and welcoming countercultural glimpse of true friendship. Father, we are grateful that Jesus is a friend of sinners because that means that he can be our friend. But we pray that this is not a one-way friendship. It is our sincere desire that we can be so filled with faith and so empowered to obey you that like Abraham, we too can be called friends of God. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.